早晨好。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
God, we thank you for this beautiful day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天美好的一天感谢你。
Thank you for the opportunity to worship you.
谢谢你让我们有机会来敬拜你。
I ask that you will be with us as we study your word.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你和我们同在。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Last week, I gave you some homework to meditate on Joshua 1:8.
上个星期呢，我给大家一些作业，请大家默想。
Does anyone have a 60-second or less report on anything that you gained from thinking about that scripture?
就是你从这个少于一分钟，有没有从这个默想里得到什么？他就说你。让你的思想集中在神的话语上，而不是说走神。
I'm going to reverse my order this morning.
今天早晨呢，我的顺序是跟这个讲义上。
Start with a moment about a question.
我先开始回答一个问题。
I usually try to end with Q&A.
通常是结束的时候我有这个问答。
But I got a question by email and decided let me start with that today.
因为我收到一封邮件，那我就今天先来回答这个问题。
And it ties not directly to one of the disciplines, but to what we're looking at about spiritual formation in the image of Christ.
就是跟我们的这个操练呢没有直接的，就是很直接的联系，但是跟我们这个大的属灵灵命成长、属灵塑造是相关的。
The question comes from Deuteronomy 4.
这个问题来自于《申命记》第四章。
When Moses reminds Israel about his time on Mount Sinai,
当摩西再次提醒以色列人他所在这个西乃山所受到神的诫命的时候
，And God said to Moses,
神对摩西说
，Gather the people to me that I may let them hear my words.
求你就是把这些百为我招聚百姓，我要叫他们听见我的话
，So that they may learn to fear me all the days.That they live on the earth,
使他们存活在世的日子可以学习敬畏我
and that they may teach their children so,
又可以教训儿女这样行
And the question that came was this.
问题是这样的
When you talk about the fear of God,
当你谈到敬畏神的时候
I have said to you that fear in the Bible, the fear of God is not a negative term.
我以前讲过，就是在圣经里敬畏这个词不是一个负面的词。
It's a positive term.
它是一个积极正面的词。
It's relationship.
它是表示一种关系。
So the question is, but is there any dread in this right kind of godly fear?
就是在这种正确的敬畏神里面有没有任何一点这个惧怕呢
？Dread. Okay. I have emphasized the relationship.
我是强调了这个敬畏神中间所包含的这种关系。
That is built up in the wrapped up in this fear of God.
这个关系是包括在这个敬畏神里边的。
But as I thought about this question, is there any kind of sense of dread?
在这个敬畏里边有没有一种那种害怕的感惧怕的感觉呢
I think maybe there's three things that we could say yes.
可能有三件事我们可以对这个问题说是是的。
One is because that fear is built on love.
因为 you mean
the fear of God.
因为这个敬畏神呢它的根基呢是建造在跟神的爱上跟神之间爱的关系上
is built on love. We have a rightful dread of hurting God's heart.
我们有一种正确的有惧怕就是我们不想去伤神的心
We could say a fear of losing that fear.
就是说我们害怕失去的这种惧怕
When we love him,
当我们爱神的时候
we have a fear.Of doing something that would disappoint him, that would hurt him.
我们有一种惧怕，就是我们怕说我们做什么事情让他失望。
I had two children.
我有两个孩子。
Have two children. And they are very different.
他们非常的不同。
I won't tell you which one I'm talking about.
我不讲说我讲的是哪个孩子。
But one of my children needed very
firm discipline often.
我有一个孩子呢是需要经常的有一个很持续的这种很强的这种管教。
The other had and still has a very tender heart.
另外一个现在还是有一个很柔就是一个很温柔很柔和的心。
And the slightest sense that I was displeased with what she was doing,my child was doing.
就是哪怕我展现出来一点点我对他的这个就是有一点点不高兴。
The slightest sense that he or she was doing something that displeased me.
他哪怕他做了一点点让我觉得好像让我不开心的。
Was usually enough.
就足够了。
Because his or her fear, love, gave him or her, a dread of disappointing her parents.
因为呢他对我的这种爱呢就是说如果他要是让父母不开心的话他就会有这种惧怕。
Our love for God,
我们对神的爱
should inspire our obedience.
应该是激励我们激发我们对神的顺服。
And to the point where any dread is a dread of disappointing him.
到一个程度就是说我们任何的惧怕那种惧怕是害怕说让神失望让神伤心。
But then as I read more in Deuteronomy thinking about this question,
然后呢我就读句生命记我又想这个问题。
I thought there's a second area in which the fear of God includes a sense of dread.
就是第二点就是说神的这个就敬畏神包括了惧怕。
And that is this.
那就是。
There is a good dread.Of danger in our world.
就是对这个世界上的危险有一种好的正确的惧怕。
And one of the things that God does in the law,
神在律法里边所做的就是
don't do this.
别神说不要去做。
Because if you do this, this is the bad things that result from that action.
如果你这样做了就从这种行为里边就会带来这种不好的后果。
He wants them to dread the danger.
他想让他们惧怕这种危险。
We do this with our children.
我们是这样对待我们孩子，对不对？
How many of you think that a stove that you cook food on is a bad thing?
多少人认为就是你做菜的那个炉子是一件坏事情，是不好的。
By and large, no. We cook on it. We use it for good.
因为我们经常需要炉子来做饭嘛，所以那个也不是坏事情。
But what do we say to our children when they are just starting to walk and tall enough to reach that stove?
但是当我们的孩子还小，就他的手刚刚能够到那个炉子的时候，我们会对孩子怎么说？
Don't touch that.
别碰啊。
It'll hurt you.
那会让你痛的。
We want to give them a rightful sense of dread.
我们想要给他一种正确的一种惧怕。
We want them to avoid danger.
我们想要他们避免危险。
I had a friend who moved into a home in Indiana.
我有个朋友搬到印第安纳州。
And at the back of their yard, just past their yard, was a steep drop-off.
然后他的那个后院走出去之后就有一个很陡的坡。
He said as soon as they moved into their house, the first thing they started teaching their children
他们一旦搬到那个房子他们教给孩子的第一件事就是
was not here is how close you can get to that drop off without getting hurt
他说不是说你不是教他们说你离这个陡坡有多近你才都没危险
instead they taught them this is how far you need to stay away from that drop off
告诉孩子说你离那个地方得待多远
he was giving them a sense of dread
他是要给他们一种害怕的感觉
For their protection and safety.
是为了他们的安全。
But there's one other thing, and I think all of this wraps into spiritual formation.
所有的一切都是在这个灵命塑造里边属于塑造。
Because all of this is what God is doing in us to guide us in growing in His image.
这个是神在用这些来引导我们，就是成为他的形象。
And the third way in which I think the fear of God includes a sense of dread.
第三点我认为这个敬畏神有这种惧怕的在于
is awe and wonder at God
就是那种哇对神那种叹为观止的那种让你就是很惊叹的那种感觉
every once in a while I hear someone who talks about God as sort of, you know, our good buddy in the sky.
有的时候呢，我就听到有人就讲说，神好像是我这个空中的这个离了我的一个好朋友。
And when I hear that, I always think you clearly have never met him.
我听到我就说你肯定没有遇见神。
Because you read all the way through Scripture.
你每次你从圣经从头读到尾。
Anyone who comes anywhere close to him.
任何人就是跟神哪怕靠近一点。
Is absolutely feared, filled.With awe and wonder.
然后他们绝对是充满了这种就是敬畏，充满了这个惊叹畏惧。
Even a sense of fear.
甚至有一种惧怕恐惧的感觉。
At the awesome God.
你看这位大而可畏的神。
That we worship.
是我们所敬拜的。
I love the scene in Chronicles of Narnia.
我非常喜欢在那个纳尼亚传奇里面的就是其中的一幕。
Where...The children are going to meet Aslan.
就是孩子们要去看那个阿斯兰。
And they ask, when they find out he's a lion.
当他们发现阿斯兰是狮王的狮子的时候。
Is he safe?
他们就说这个阿斯兰安全吗？
And the answer is,
这个答案就是
of course he's not safe. He's a lion.
他是狮子，他肯定不是安全的。
But he is good.
但是呢，他是美善的。
I love that.
我很喜欢这个描述。
Meeting a lion is not supposed to be a casual meeting.
你碰到跟狮子相遇不应该是一个很随随便便的一个相遇。
A lion is not safe.
狮子可是不是让你觉得很安全的。
And you read through scripture and I think this is where C.S. Lewis got that.
我是你通读圣经我就觉得路易斯是从这点真的是得明白
了。Nowhere in scripture do we get a sense that God is safe.
你在圣经上任何地方你找不到说神是让你感觉非常的那种很安全的。
That is a God that we can control and manage and put on our bookshelf and keep him, you know, where he's comfortable.
不是说我们可以好像可以管理的可以管控的一位神把它放在这个书架上。
He is very unsafe.
从某方面来讲他是很不安全的。
Every time he enters someone's world in scripture, he turns everything upside down.
他每次进到圣经里边一个人的个人世界里边就把这个人的世界就是翻天覆地的变化。
A 90-year-old Sarah is suddenly trying to figure out how to take care of a newborn baby. That's not safe.
就是一个90岁的一个好像一位君主突然要去。
Sarah.
哦就是一个萨拉九十岁了生了孩子突然要去照顾一个新生儿那个并不安全。
Jacob sees a ladder opening into heaven. That's not safe.
那雅各呢看到天开了有一个梯子通到天上那个也不安全。
Zechariah suddenly can't talk for 9 months. That's
然后那个新约的那个撒加利亚呢他突然就9个月不能说话了。
He's constantly turning people's world upside down.
他不断的就是把人的这个世界呢就是翻转过来。
Paul is blind after he meets him.
当保罗遇见神的之后呢他的眼睛瞎了几天。
Jacob walks with a limp after he meets him.
然后呢雅各呢他后来就遇到神之后他就大腿瘸了。
He's not safe.
神不是说让你觉得安全的。
But he is good.
但是呢神是美善的。
Every one of those people I just named will look back at that event in their life.
这个刚才我所描述的这些人，每一个人当他们回顾那个他们和神相遇的那个时期的那个事件的时候
，and say that was the most wonderful thing that ever happened.
他们都会说那是我生命中所发生的最奇妙的事。
Here's why this is important for us.
为什么这些对我们如此重要呢
？Most of us want a safe God.
我们都想要一个令我们感觉安全的神。
Now we know we're not supposed to say that, so we would say no, I don't.
我们都知道我们不应该这样说，我们想应该这样。
But the truth is, we want a God who isn't going to upend our world too badly.
然后呢，我们都想要一个神，不要说把我们的世界就是好像震动得很厉害。
If you're on your way home this afternoon,
如果你今天下午是回家的，回家路上
，and God says,
神对
你说 I want you to sell everything.
如果神对你说我要你变卖你所有的
and move to Africa
让你去搬到非洲
and become a missionary
成为宣教士
you're going to say, I'd really rather have a God who's a little more safe. Who doesn't turn stuff upside down quite so suddenly.
我真的是希望我有一个更安全的神，不是把这个所有的事情这么快的就好像翻天覆地的改变。
We like a God that we can manage.
我们喜欢一个我们能够好像能够操纵、能够管理的神。
We give him Sunday.
我们把星期天交给他。
Or at least Sunday morning.
至少把星期天上午我们交给他。
Or at least from 10 to 12 on Sunday.
或者星期天上午的10点到12点。
And we give him some offering.
然后我们也给他一些奉献。
And then...He pretty much leaves us alone the rest of the week to live our
life. 然后别的时间呢、
就
让我们自己过我们的生活，我们都觉得挺安逸的，挺这样的，挺安全的。
Who doesn't interrupt too much the nice, comfortable life we've made for ourselves?
就是不要太多的打扰我们为自己所制定了我们所过的那个安逸舒适的生活。
For most of us, that's kind of what we want.
那我们大多数人其实是喜欢这样的。
I have called him sometimes a God on a shelf. You know, you just put him there and you pull him out when you need him.
我们就常常我常常有时候把他说我们喜欢一个放在书架上的神，就是我们需要的时候我们把他给拿下来。
We call it prayer when we pull him out.
当我们把他给书架上拿下来的时候，我们其实有时候就是我们称他为祷告。
God, I need you. I need help.
神啊，我需要你，我需要你的帮助。
The problem with the God who wants to shape us in His image is this.
但是呢问题就是对这位想要把我们塑造成他形象的这位神来说。
He has this great propensity for showing up when we really weren't expecting him, and we're not even sure we want him right then.
就是他的形象呢常常是在我们就是没预想到甚至我们都不知道我们就并不想要的时候他就出现了。
Because when he shows up,
当神显现的时候
we find ourselves doing things that aren't entirely comfortable for us.
神会让我们做些我们自己感觉不是很舒适觉得也感觉不是很舒服的事。
So a shy person who never wants to butt into anyone else's business finds themselves sharing the gospel with someone else, and that's not comfortable.
因为所以呢我就挺我自己啊就是避免碰到一些人，那些人就是看到人就跟人传福音，因为我碰到我自己感觉不太舒服。
Or
或者
a person who always has all the answers，
或者是那些什么事情都有答案的人
，finds themselves having to shut up。
然后呢，他们有的时候就是需要闭嘴。
Because that uncomfortable God says, "I don't want you saying anything about this situation."
因为这种总是要给别人答案的人，有时候神会对他说：“我不需。”
And we don't like
要给每个人给答案。
We say, "But I have something really needs to be said."
但是如果神这样对我们说，我们就会说我不喜欢这样，我有所有答案。
What we are saying is, please get back on your shelf.
然后神会说，神呐、啊，你回到你的那个书架上吧，我现在不需要你。
But that unsafe God.
但是那位令我们感觉不安全的神
is doing what is good.
但是他所做的是好的。
And so yes, I think there is a very real sense when Moses writes this.
所以当摩西写到这句话的时候。
That this fear of God is relationship.
这个敬畏神这种关系。
But it is relationship with a God who is never completely comfortable to us.
是一位我们永远也不会让我们觉得很安全很舒适的这样一位是跟这样一位神的关系。
A God who is so far above us.
一位这样的崇高这样一位远远在我们之上的神。
That many, many times we're going to shake our head and we're going to say, I don't understand what he's doing.
很多时候呢我们会摇头说我不知道他在做什么。
But I know he's good.
但是我确信他是美善的。
This morning I read in Psalm 107, I believe it is.
今天早晨我读圣经应该是107。
And the order that David writes here struck me.
然后呢大卫在这个诗篇里面的这个顺序是让一下子挺震惊我的。
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness.
愿人都因为耶和华的善而称谢他。
And for his wonderful works to the children of men.
是他在为了在人世人中所施行的神迹奇事。
I think it's verse 8.
15? Yeah, it's almost, yeah.
The order struck me this morning. I never really thought about the order of those two before.
我以前应该是107篇第八节，我以前从来没有去想过这个他这样描述的顺序。
But the first thing the psalmist points to is God's goodness.
他首先指出来的是耶和华的慈爱和美善。
That's his character. That's who he is.
那是神的属性，那他就是这样的。
Then that is seen in his wonderful works.
然后接着呢，再看到神的所行的奇事。
But if I turn those around,
但如果我把这个顺序给颠倒过来，
I can become very thankful for the wonderful works.
我可以为神的这个所行的奇事来感谢。
For the nice things he does in my life.
然后他为我的在我的生命中做过的所行的好的事。
And I may never get to the heart of who he is, his essential goodness.
但是我可能就永远没有说探出到就是真的知道说神的这个本质，神的这个美善。
And here's why that's important.
为什么这一点这个顺序很重要呢？
Sometime in your life,
有的时候在你的生命中，
I think this will probably happen to everyone else.
可能我们每个人都经历过。
There will be a wonderful work that we want God to do for us.
我们很希望神在我们的生活中生命中行这个奇事奇妙的美事。
Something that we will pray for.
然后呢我们就一直在祷告。
We will beg him, please do thisFor me. This is a wonderful thing.
我们也求一直在求神呢，说神啊，求你为我成就这事吧。这是一件很棒的事情，这是一件奇事。
He won't do it.
但是神没有做。
And if all we are serving him for is for the wonderful works,
如果我们服侍他的唯一就是所要的唯一的目的就是这些奇事的话
，we'll walk away.
我们就会。从神面前走开。
He did not do what I prayed for.
他没有成就我所祷告的。
But if we understand that at the core of God's nature, He is good.
但是如果我们知道神的这个本质，神的核心就是神是美善的。
We can hold on to that regardless of what He does or doesn't do for us.
那我们就可以守住这个。守住我们的信心，守住这些，不管他是不是成就了我们所求的。
I'm going to leave the second part of that question to next time.
那我那个问题呢还没完。
Otherwise, I will get past the question.
要不然我就没有办法进到第二。
One more part of that, and I'll deal with it next time.
我下一次再来讲。
All right, we're looking at disciplines.
可以了。我们在讲操练。
I remind you, or if you haven't been here before, let me start by saying these are not ways we earn favor with God.
我先强调，以前也讲过，就是说这个不是你从神那里得恩惠的一个途径。
Anybody know what this coming Wednesday is called on the church calendar?
大家知道这个周四的一个这个日历是什么吗？我刚才。
If anyone here is from a liturgical background.
我重复一下，刚才我可能翻译的不对。他说的这个不是说，因为你做了这些，你就从神那边得神的恩典，得神的恩惠。
Ash Wednesday，
这个星期三是圣灰星期三，哦，大灾首日，大灾首日。
Ashes on their head.
所以呢
，Don't do like one of my friends say, "Happy Ash Wednesday." It's not happy.
不要像我的朋友说这个叫圣灰日啊，说不要，不是说圣灰日快乐，这个不是说让你。高兴开心的一天。
That leads into the season of Lent.
因为这个就带来那个就是四旬斋节。
Now I think we as Protestants could benefit from some of the discipline involved in that, and I may get to that when you talk about.
然后我们就是这个新教的这个教徒，可能我们可以从这个里面学习一些东西。
But the misuse of Ash Wednesday and Lent has been.An idea that somehow earns spiritual favor. It does not.
这个圣灰日呢跟这个大灾期呢它的一个误用呢就是好像说我这样做了他们以前的这种操练我就从神那里得到恩惠了。
So these disciplines are not about earning God's favor.
所以这些操练呢不是说我就因为我这样操练了我就从神那里得到神的恩宠。
They are putting us in the place to open ourselves as recipients of God's grace in our life.
他是把我们放在一个位置，让我们能够接受神的恩典。
So we've talked about solitude.
所以我们以前谈过这个独处。
We've talked about meditation.
我们也谈过默想。
I started last week at the end of our class to talk about simplicity.
我上次结束的时候是讲到这个简单或者简朴。
And I gave you this definition.
我给了你这个定义。
Focusing on God's priorities.
是专注于神的优先次序。
And arranging our lifestyle according to His priorities.
而且是根据神的这个优先次序相应的安排自己的生活方式。
It is not, I told you, a measure of how much you have or don't have.
这不是在于说你有多少或者没有多少。
It is not a matter of being poor or rich.
不是在于说你是贫穷还是富有。
It is an attitude of detachment from things that are secondary.
而是说跟那种次要的东西那种脱钩或者说是超越于那种次要东西的一种态度。
So that all those things that we have,
所以我们所拥有的一切
we enjoy them,
我们享受它们
we use them,
我们也用它们
but we are not captive to them.
但是我们却不是这些所有之物的奴仆。
Instead, our lives are guided by God's purpose and priorities in our life.
我们的生活呢是被神的目标和神的这个优先次序所引导。
Let me give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
And I like this example because I think for most of us when we think of simplicity, we immediately think, oh, he's getting ready to tell me that I have to, you know, sell my big screen TV and get a small black and white or something.
因为呢我喜欢这个例子是因为我们一讲到这个简单生活或者简朴生活的时候就觉得说哦我应该把我那个大电视卖了。然后买个黑白的小电视。
He's going to tell me that he wants to swap his Toyota for my Porsche.
然后就是说就是好像是用他的那部分反正就是让我们过一个很简单的很贫穷的生活一样。
Simplicity is not about stuff, it's about a mindset.
这个简朴呢不是在于你有什么东西而是在于你的心态。
In other words, a person who has a lot,may not be controlled by that lot that he has.
有一个可能拥有很多东西的人呢他可能他有个简单的这个心态简朴的心态他不会被这些东西所控制。
And a person who has only a little,
或者一个拥有很少的人
may spend all his time focused on how do I hold on to my little.
他可能所有的心思都花在上面说哎呀我怎么样能抓住我仅有的这一点。
So it's a mindset.
所以呢这个简单是一种心态。
And we've seen in Jesus' life,
我们看到在耶稣的生活中。
And I like this example because it moves out of the world of material things to how we think about life.
因为这个让我们从这种物质的这种思想中主义中间让我们想如何来看待生活。
Luke 4, Jesus has been teaching and healing.
在第四章呢主耶稣在教导在医治。
Verse 42,He leaves the crowds and he goes out into a desolate place to be alone.
然后天亮的时候就是主耶稣就离开人群到了旷野。
And the people seek him out and want to keep him from leaving.
大家就去找到他想把他留住。
Now, let me explain how I think this fits with the idea of simplicity.
让我给你解释为什么我觉得这个是跟我们要讲这个简单的是可以为什么适合这种情景
Our pastor is here today.
那个周牧师在这里。
I hope this isn't because someone reported something I said wrong.
不是说因为我做有人去给他说我讲了什么错了。
But he will understand this example.
他了解这个例子。
Imagine the crowds have gathered around Jesus.
你想象一下那个大家都围着耶稣众人。
And they say, don't leave.
然后他们就说请你不要走。
You are such an incredible preacher and teacher.
你是这么棒的一位老师教讲到讲员。
You stay here and teach us, we'll bring more people.
你就待在这儿我们会带领更多的人来。
And a mindset that does not focus on simplicity.
如果这个心态不是专注在这个简单上面。
Simplicity is focusing on one thing.
那个简单就是说你专注于一件事。
God's purpose.
就是神的心意神的目标。
And if that is not his focus,
如果那个不是他的目标的话
any pastor knows, if we're honest,
That if people say, oh, please don't go away, oh, we've got crowds coming.
就说请你就待不要走啊，就是我们有更多的人过来。
Sounds good.
那听起来很好。
These people really like to hear me.
这些大家都很喜欢听我讲道。
I think I'll just stay here.
那我就待在这儿。
But listen to what Jesus says, because Jesus has follows the principle of simplicity in his life.
但是主耶稣他就是跟随了这个简单的原则。再看主耶稣怎么说。
He said to them,
但耶稣对他们说
I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns as well.
我也必须在别城传神国的福音。
For I was sent for this purpose.
因我奉差原是为此。
I'm not going to be distracted by my popularity.
我不会因为我很受欢迎我就被这些东西给分散注意力。
And the good thing about living your life that way is this.
如果你能够过一个简单的生活，这个长处益处就是
2.5 years later,
又过了两年半。
When some of these same crowds are rejecting him,
当同一群人拒绝他的时候，
he isn't distracted by that either.
他也不会被这种拒绝所分散注意力。
You see, when we live our life controlled by things,
当我们的生活，我们过一个被物质所控制的生活，所掌控的生活的时候
，by popularity, by anything，
就是说，我们是被这种是不是受欢迎啊，被任何别的事情所引导、所掌控，作为我们优先权的时候
，becomes difficult，
那你的生活其实就挺艰难的。
Because we are pulled by whatever it is that captivates us，
因为任何东西能够抓住我们的心，我们就被它带来带去的。
When we learn the discipline of simplicity,
当我们学到这种简单的时候
my life is guided by one thing.
我的生命就只被一件事情所引导。
Life doesn't become easy, but it does become simple.
生活并不是就变得容易，但是呢会变得简单。
Jesus' life was never an easy life.
主耶稣的生活从来不是一个很安逸很容易的生活。
But it was a simple, focused life.
却是一个简单专注的生活。
He's getting ready, John 4, he's getting ready to travel from Jerusalem to Galilee.
然后在约翰福音第四章他准备从加利利到那个耶路撒冷。
The disciples say, okay, let's take this road here.
然后门徒就说让我们就这样走，就他们是要绕行撒玛利亚的。
And he says, no.
然后主耶稣说
I must go through Samaria.
我必须要经过撒玛利亚。
Why?
为什么？
Because he had a divine appointment in Samaria.
因为他在撒玛利亚有个属天的约定 约定。
And that purpose guided his life.
那个目标就引导着他的生活。
The disciples take 3 years to learn this.
那门徒花了三年在学习这个。
And so during those 3 years, we see him just, you know, pulling every different way.
所以这三年之中，我们就看到门徒就忙这忙那，被不同的东西所拽来拽去的。
Wanting to call down fire from heaven on people who won't listen.
有一个就说要从天上降火来，降火在这个村庄，因为那些人不听耶稣的。
Wanting to build tents on a mountain and live with Elijah and Moses.
还有就想在山上建一个帐篷，就跟以利亚和摩西在一起。
Yeah, they're doing crazy things at times.
然后有的时候做的这种好像挺不合理的事情。
Because their life is not yet simple.
因为他们的生活呢是不简单的。
Pulled every which way.
所以呢，不管有什么方向，就把他们拽的各种方向把他们拽来拽去的。
But when they learn.The discipline of simplicity.
当他们学到这个简单的这种原则，就是操练的时候，我们到了那个使徒行传。
And they look much different.
你看他们门徒就很不同了。
Now they are focused.
现在他们就很专注。
Now they are guided by one purpose.
现在他们就只被一个目标所引导。
For us,
对我们来讲
I think this discipline of simplicity is most often seen.In material things.
对我们现在来讲啊，就说我们最常看的这个简单呢，就是在这个物质的。
But again, that's not always true.
那个并不总是这种情况。
And so I, even though most of what I have to say is about material things, I feel I have to preface it with this. Because some of us are really not captivated by material
things.
We may be captivated by a sense of busyness. We want to be constantly busy and we're drawn to this.
我们有的人呢, 他的问题就是我们常常是被这种繁忙忙碌所抓的, 好像我们觉得就要忙这个, 忙那个, 我们才有价值似的。
When that happens to me,
当那个也发生在我身上的时候,
and the reason I guess I realized just now, the reason I emphasize this is, that is my battle of simplicity more than I want $1 million.
因为对我个人来讲, 我要过这个简单的这种操练呢, 我最大的战场呢, 是我不要让自己太忙, 而不是说我的要想要去挣很多的钱。
Because I don't know how much taxes would be on $1 million. I don't want to have to pay it.
因为我不是想说百万富翁要付太多的税了，我不想去。
I'm a tightwad. So, you know, that doesn't appeal to me that much.
所以呢，这个钱对我来讲没有太多的吸引力。
But when I find in my life I'm being pulled like this,
但是我就发现我就是好像特别忙，这边有事儿那边有事儿的时候。
For me it is a reminder, I am leaving, I am losing, walking away from this discipline of simplicity.
这就让我意识到我在从这种简单的这个路上的有有有在变。
So for me it's scheduling to-do lists.
所以呢，对我来讲，我就是要做一个做好一个清单，我的日程表。
But very often we see it in a focus on material things.
但是我们现在看到的更常看到的就是专注力在这个物质上面。
And the Bible never gives us a simple list of rules.
圣经上从来没有说给我们一堆的规则。
This is how much money you can make a year and be simple in your life. Doesn't do that.
他没有告诉我们说如果你要过简单的生活，这个就是你一年就挣这么多钱。
This is how many suits or, you know, motorcycles or whatever you can own.
你要过，如果你过的是个简单的生活，那你就只有几套衣服，或者你有几辆摩托车。他没有告诉你这个绝对的数字。
I am very, very thankful it doesn't say this is how many books you can have.
然后我非常感谢神，没有说你只能有多少书、多少本书，这个才是简单生活。
But what it does do is this.
但是圣经上讲的是这样。
Over and over.
就是一而再，再而三的。
Jesus says you cannot serve two masters.
主耶稣说你不能侍奉两个主。
You can't serve God and money.
你不能又侍奉神又侍奉钱。
He says don't lay up your treasures on earth.
和不要积累财宝在地上。
Paul says the desire to be rich leads many into temptation.
保罗说这个贪财就导致很多的这种试探。
The psalmist says, if riches increase, don't set your heart on them.
箴言上说,当你的财宝加增的时候,不要把你的心放在上面。
He doesn't say they're bad.
他没有说这个财宝是坏的。
But he does say, if that captivates your heart,
但如果他说这个财富就是抓住了你的心,
it's going to lead you astray.
这就会把你带偏的。
A while back, I had lunch with a man, a very, to me, very sad lunch.
有一次我跟一位先生一起吃饭，我觉得那是另一个很令人难过的一餐。
This man has a beautiful oceanfront condo.
这个人呢有一个很漂亮的，就是能看海景的一个公寓。
And he lives there.
然后他住在那儿。
Alone.
自己住在那儿。
Because in his drive to have the money to be able to afford that.
因为呢，他的这个愿望就是想要挣足够的钱，能买那个房子的这个过程中呢，
He destroyed his marriage.
他就毁掉了他的婚姻。
He destroyed his relationship with his children.
他也毁掉了他和孩子们的关系。
And so now he has to meet with a bald-headed fat man to have anyone to visit with over lunch.
所以呢，现在就得像我这样的人去跟他一起，只有我去跟他一起吃午餐。
And I listened to him talking.
然后我就听他来讲。
And I realized again what Jesus is saying to us.
然后我就再一次想到主耶稣所对我们所讲的。
When he says, don't set your heart on those things.
不要把你的心放在这上面。
They are not worth what they cost.
他们真是不值得你花这么大的代价。
Now again.
再一次。
Because one of the dangers, yeah, put that here. One of the dangers of the pursuit of simplicity.
就是在追求这个追求简单生活的这个中间的危险就是。
Is the danger of legalism.
就是危险就是律法主义。
And here's how that looks with the danger of simplicity.
那个当这个简单的这个一个危险就是简单生活的危险是
Whatever year my car is, if yours is newer, you have a problem. You know, right here.
我的车呢
What's okay?
我的车是哪一年的？如果你的车呢比我的车更新更好，那你有个问题。
Jesus never does that.
主耶稣从来没有这样讲。
He never says this is how much money you should have. This is what your car. He never does any of that.
主耶稣从来没有说这你只能有这么多钱，你只能开这么多新多旧的车。
But he models for us simplicity.
但是主耶稣呢，他给我们过一个简单生活，树立了一个榜样。
It seems to me that this looks like this in our lives.
我觉得这个在我们的生活中看大概是这样的。
We are not enslaved by the things.That we possess.
就是我们没有被我们所拥有的东西所奴役。
In other words, the things we own don't own us.
就是我们所拥有的东西没有奴役我们。
Have you ever been owned by something?
你有没有被一些东西所拥有呢？你被这些东西所拥有。
In other words,
换句话说
you thought you owned it.
你觉得是我有这个东西，我
有这个东西。But it took so much effort.To keep it.
但是你要花很多的努力精力来保持这个东西。
And in fact, it owns you.
实际上就那个东西拥有你了，占有你了。
The discipline of simplicity says nothing owns me.
这个简单简朴就是说没有任何东西拥有我占有我。
We develop this habit with a habit of generosity.
我们如何怎么样能发展出来这种习惯呢，就是靠一个赠送一个给予的习惯。
Someone told me they were developing the spiritual discipline of giving things away.
所以有人就告诉我他们发展出来就是养成一个属灵上一个赠送的一个习惯一个操练。
I said I've never heard of that as a spiritual discipline.
我说我从来没有听过赠予是一个属灵的操练吗。
And he said
然后他说
I began to realize that in my life, my things owned me.
但我就意识到了，在我的生活中啊，我所拥有的这些东西已经占有我了。
And so I began to develop the discipline of making myself give things away.
所以我就开始养成一个操练，就是把我的东西给出去。
To detach me from a spirit that holds on, grasps.
所以让我跟那种就是一种心态啊，就是我要抓住这些东西，我要拥有这些东西，跟这种心态跟这种精神的脱钩。
And again that can become legalism.
那有可能你这样做危险也有可能是变成一个律法主义。
If I think that I have to get myself down to this particular level of belongings,
如果我觉得
That's not it at all.
如果我说我必须得有就是这个程度要有这么多钱我才是这个简单生活的话。
But I would encourage you.
但是我会鼓励大家。
To look at your life and say.
看你自己的生活说。
Is there anything that owns me?
有没有任何东西就是占有我吗？
What are my priorities?
我的 我的优先次序是什么？我的首要性是什么？
And do my priorities line up?With God's priorities.
我的那个优先次序跟神的优先次序是不是一致的。
Again, last week I mentioned the scripture. Let me go back to it real quickly.
上个星期我所提到的经文我们再回去看。
Matthew 6 in the Sermon on the Mount is Jesus' great teaching on this discipline of simplicity.
马太福音第六章是主耶稣关于这个 简单简朴的最好的一个教导。
And he says, take no thought for tomorrow.
他说不要为明天忧虑
What you'll eat,
不要忧虑吃什么
what you'll drink, what you'll wear,
喝什么穿什么
I don't want you focusing your attention on those things.
我不想你的专注力就在这些上面
But remember last week I told you how he presents this. It is not. Don't think about those things. Don't worry about those things because they're not important.
我不是上星期我讲过说不是说因为这些东西不重要所以我不要去想
How many of you think that having something to eat tomorrow is important?
多少人认为明天要有什么东西可以吃是挺重要的？
I agree with you.
我都同意大家。
It's important. He knows that.
主耶稣知道这个对我们的重要性。
He says, "Don't worry about this."
但是主耶稣说不要为这些东西忧虑。
Why?
为什么？
For your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
因为你们所需用的，你们的天父已经都知道了。
Not worrying is an act of trust.
不去忧虑其实就是一种信号的表现。
And worrying,
忧虑担心,
is a lack of trust.
其实是缺乏信任，缺乏信号。
You see, I worry.
我担心呢。
When I think I've got to fix this, and I don't know how.
就是我之所以担心，是因为我知道我要处理这个问题，但是我又不知道怎么做。
I worry even more if I'm relying on you to fix it, and I'm not sure you can.
然后呢，我的忧虑会这个担心会更忧虑更加增加，因为我说我得靠你，比如说我要靠你来解决，我又不知道你能不能解决这个问题。
But not worrying.
但是呢，不去忧虑就意味着
is an act of trust.
就是一种信任，信号说
if I've given something to you to take care of, not worrying says, I know they will. I trust them.
然后我把这个交给你，让你来处理，我知道你会。
And Jesus says,
主耶稣说,
here is why my children don't have to worry about food, drink, and clothing.
我的孩子为什么不需要忧虑吃喝和穿着呢？原因在于
Because their heavenly Father knows they need.
因为我们的天父知道我们需要这些事情。
And He's going to provide them.
他会提供这一切，所以他的孩子们不需要忧虑。
That simplicity.
那个就是一种简单。
Now, in the last 10 minutes, I want to look at one other discipline.
然后最后10分钟，我们想看另外一种。
That to me is a great reminder. A great way to focus my attention on this discipline of simplicity.
就是对我来讲，那是一个非常重要的，就是如何这个在操练上
this one.
And it is probably one of the least popular disciplines.
一个最不受欢迎的，一个最不流行的一个属灵操练就是
and that is the discipline of fasting.
说呢，就是那个禁食的操练。
Now let me start with a definition of fasting.
让我先给大家一个禁食的这个定义。
A few years ago, I was talking about fasting.
几年以前呢，我在讲这个禁食。
And someone said they were they said this in all seriousness.
然后他们就很严肃地说。
They said, I always fast the entire 40 days of Lent.
我总是有一禁食就是40天的长度。
I said, wow, you know, I'm
我说哇，那个真是很好像很令人担心。
I never ever get drunk during Lent.
他说，在这几天，这40天，我从来不会醉酒。
That's really not fasting.
那个不是禁食。
Not doing what you weren't supposed to do anyway is not fasting.
就是说，本来就那些不去做那些本来就不该做的事情，那个不是禁食。
Fasting is abstaining in the biblical use of the term, and I know we use it broader sometimes.
我知道禁食有的时候我们就是它是用一个更广泛的一个词，但是在圣经的这个描述就是。
But when the Bible talks about fasting,
当圣经谈到禁食的时候,
it uses it to refer to abstaining from food for spiritual purposes.
是为了属灵的目的而不吃食物，而不禁食。
Now I know there are people who will talk about fasting from entertainment or fasting from social media or whatever.
我知道有的人会讨论到说禁戒这个社交娱乐，禁戒社交媒体。
And there's nothing wrong with that.
那个没有什么错。
But the biblical use of the word is abstaining from food.
但是这个圣经上的这个词的含义就是说，不进食，不进食物。
And it's for spiritual purposes.
是为了属灵的目的而不吃食物。
It's not for the purpose of losing weight real fast.
不是为了这个减重，不是为了减肥而不吃食物。
The Bible doesn't command fasting.
圣经上并没有说赞扬禁食。
Instead, it
表扬禁食。
Simply assumes that of course we're going to do it.
他就是说我们每个人都会这样做的。
Jesus says,
主耶稣说,
When you fast,
当你禁食的时候,
He's assuming you're my disciples, this is what you're going to do, you're going to follow my example.
他就假设说就是这样认定了，就是说你们是我的门徒，你们就会跟随我的榜样，你们也会进食。
The early church,
早期的教会。
Well, even starting back with Jesus, fasting was important for him.
即使在对耶稣这个进食对他也是重要的。
The early church, fasting was important.
在早期教会进食也是重要的。一个操练。
In the 4th century,
在公元四世纪的时候，
one of the bishops said,
有一个主教就说，
all Christians, and I don't know how exact he meant that,
他说所有的基督徒，我不知道他这个意思到底是什么，
fast every day on Wednesday and Friday.
他说每个星期的周三周五都应该进食。
Now, I think there are two dangers that have happened with fasting.
当然关于这个进食有两种危险。
I will call one the Middle Ages danger.
一种是中世纪的危险。
And that was the danger in the medieval period of fasting to somehow earn favor with God.
他那种就是说在中世纪我进食好像他是用这种方法来赢得神的恩惠。
Thinking that the body is evil and somehow I can starve it into submission.
然后就是认为这个身体呢是邪恶的，我就是用一些苦行的，用有什么方法让他可以顺，也可以攻克己身。
We can call that the Middle Ages, the medieval mistake.
我们可以称为是中世纪的错误。
The modern danger.
但是现代的错误呢？关于进食的错误。
Is we simply don't do it at all.
就是我们完全不去进食。
Yeah, we think we fasted if we don't go back to the buffet line for the fifth round.
我们觉得我们如果去自助餐不去。在吃第五不回头再吃第五盘，那个就已经是进食了。
Jesus put a great emphasis on fasting. This is what my followers are going to do.
这就主耶稣也很强调进食，这是他的跟随者要做的。
Why?
为什么？
Very quickly. Number one, I think fasting gives the benefit of humbling us.
进食的这个带来的益处是使我们谦卑。
I'm just going to give you some references for the sake of time.
我就给大家一些就是注解，就是一些别的介绍，你们可以看。
Ezra chapter 8.
在埃索，就是以斯拉记第八章。
Ezra is leading the exiles back from Babylon back to Jerusalem.
以斯拉呢带领这些被掳的人呢回到耶路撒冷。
And he says, I proclaimed a fast that we might humble ourselves before God.
他说我就宣告禁食，为要在我们神面前刻苦己心。
To seek from him the right way for us and our little ones.
求他使我们和妇人孩子并一切所有的都得平坦的道路。
I love that scripture because here's what it says.
我非常喜欢这句经文，因为他说的是
Ezra says,
以斯拉说
we're going on this dangerous journey.
我们要有一个很长途的一个跋涉，危险的旅程。
We're passing through many enemies.
我们会经过很多敌人的区域。
And we need God's protection.
我们需要神的保护。
And he doesn't say, and this is what's important about understanding fasting.
他没有说这个对于理解禁食很重要。
He doesn't say.
他没有说。
We're going to fast so that God will have to protect us.
他没有说。我们要去进食，所以神就必须要保护我们。
He says,
他说
We're going to fast.
我们要进食，要克服。
To humble ourselves.
是我们克服己心，就是我们谦卑。
To remind ourselves.
就提醒我们自己。
That he is the one we rely on.
他是那位我们所要依靠的。
You see, when I abstain from physical food.
当我们就是禁戒这种食物的时候
It becomes a reminder that everything I have comes from God.
就是提醒我自己，我所有的一切都是由神而来。
I need him, I depend on him.
我需要他，我依靠他。
And it reminds me.
就是提醒我
that spiritual food is more important than physical food.
属灵的食物比这个看得见的这种有形的食物更重要。
It is a way of putting into practice.
是把一就是这样是练习。
A prayer that says.
练习这样的祷告。
God.
神呐、
啊。I'm hungry for you.
我真的在渴慕你。
I need you more than food.
我对你，我需要你胜于食物。
Fasting becomes a test of that.
所以呢，这个进食就好像是一种
becomes a way of focusing my mind. Again, I am not fasting. We are not fasting to somehow
change God's mind somehow.
就是让我们的心思集中在神身上。我们不是说用这个进食好像来改变神的心意，改变神的想法。
We are fasting to reorient our focus.
我们进食是为了重新调整我们的专注，我们的注意力。
Fasting increases our spiritual appetite.
进食增加我们属灵的胃口。
It reminds us of our need to focus on Him.
它就是再次就是提醒我们我们对他的需要，我们需要专注在他身上。
I was teaching in the Philippines.
我有一次在菲律宾教书。
And one of the pastors there was a very, very godly man.
那其中有当地的一位牧师是一位很敬虔的牧者人。
And when I left from that week of teaching, I realized I had learned far more from him than I had taught during the classes.
当我那个星期离开的时候，我觉得我从他身上所学到的远胜于我在那里所教的。
And during that week, he said something like this.
在那个星期他说，他这样说。
He was the leader over this group of pastors.
他是一群牧师的一些带领人。
He said, you know, when they begin to irritate me.
他说当这些他所带领的这些人开始就是当他觉得有点受不了的时候让他
When I'm becoming impatient with the pastors who serve under me.
当我对于就是在我下边的这些牧者开始不耐烦的时候
With the other members of our board.
然后呢还有就是这个董事会的这些层面我在有开始不耐烦的时候。
So I take 3 days to fast.
我就花三天的时间进食。
Now my immediate reaction as a Westerner.
作为一个西方人我第一个反应就是。
Was this is not good.
我就说哎呦这个可不太好。
He thinks that, you know, somehow there he's earning points with God to make up for his lack of patience.
我觉得好像他是因为他是缺乏耐心所以想从那儿得到积分想得到神的恩惠。
But I said, why did you do that?
然后我就问他我说你为什么进食呢这是他说的。
When I am growing impatient with those that I work with in the church, in the body of Christ.
当我对教会的肢体开始不耐烦的时候
It's because
那是因为
I am relying on myself.
因为我在依靠我自己的力量。
My wisdom.
我自己的智慧。
And I am very irritated that they won't listen to my wisdom. Because obviously I have the answers. I'm the boss.
因为呢当他们不听我的这个建议呢不听我的这个话的时候我就变得很就会被激怒因为呢我有智慧啊我是老板吧。
And he said, fasting humbles me.
他说这个进食让我谦卑。
To remind me.
就是让我再次提醒我。
I must rely on God again.
我要单单的依靠神。
Fasting refocuses us.
然后呢
increases our spiritual appetite.
然后呢进食使我们更增加属灵的胃口让我们更加专注让我们重新定睛在神身上。
Fasting, I've put it here, makes us more spiritually discerning.
也让我们更有属灵上的洞察力。
And I'm not sure that's the best way to put it, but let me explain what I mean.
然后我不知道这个是不是一个很好最好的一个描述方式但是让我来试图解释一下。
When fasting is more than just not eating.
当这个进食不是单单就是我不吃饭我不吃东西。
When fasting is accompanied by a time of focus on prayer and reading God's word.
当进食就是你随着进食你同时读神的话然后再热切的祷告的时候。
It opens me.
让我把我可以把我放在一个
to hearing God's voice.
可以把我安放在一个我可以听到神的声音的这样的一个位置一个地方。
I'm out of time.
我今天时间不够了。
And since I'm the speaker this morning, I really shouldn't be late.
因为我一会儿要讲到，所以我不能迟到。
So I'm going to stop here.
所以我现在就提前停下来。
I wanted to give you an assignment.
我给大家一个作业。
And I haven't had time to give you the background to the assignment.
我没有给你这个作业的背景。
But I think I'm going to go ahead anyway.
不管怎么样，我先给你们。
Wednesday is a good time to do this because it's Ash Wednesday.
因为周三是那个圣辉日，所以你可以周三开始做。
And I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. I won't grade you next week.
下个星期我不会给大家打分，你不需要举手。
Let me encourage you to take one meal this week and fast.
让我鼓励大家这个星期有一餐的不吃进食。
Don't just skip the food.
不是说就是不吃饭而已。
Take Matthew chapter 6.
而是到马看马太福音第六章。
Verses 9 through 13.
马太福音的第六章九到十三节是主导文。
Matthew 6, 9 through 13, the Lord's Prayer.
是主导文。
And during your time of fasting,
在你进食的时候
just line by line,
一句一句的
pray that prayer,
就读那个祷告
meditate on it, watch it,
默想它说这是什么意思
your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临
What's that look like in my life?
那在我的生活中看起来会是怎么样的
God had the same degree of authority in my life that he has in heaven. What would that look like?
如果神在天上的权柄也同样在我的生命中也有同样的权
柄
那我的生活怎么样会怎么样
as your focus for your time of fasting.
当你那个进食的时候用这个主导文作为你的专注力来默想这些经文
We'll finish up talking about fasting next week and begin looking at prayer.
然后下个星期我们就讲完进食然后讲这个看祷告
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告
Lord, would you help us to be people who are growing in your image?
主啊求你帮助我们成为在你的形象上成长的人
That we won't do anything because of a desire to try to force you to do what we want
我们不会说做一些事情是为了迫使你做我们想做的
But that we will open ourselves to your work in our life.
而是向你敞开，就让你在我们的生命中来工作。
Pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.